You promise you, Xiaomi, corresponds to you, most probably Duff Kuf Yud Zion. Begin you, Xiaomi, on Duff Ein Chesmad Aleph, at the Mishnah, the Salacha Gimel. Xiaomi, Imim, Tinase, Betito Ksuba. Xiaomi say that she may remarry him and she receives a Ksuba. Imim, Tinase, Betito Ksuba. Still say she may remarry, but she does not receive a Ksuba. Amula Lahu, Xiaomi, he taught him as a Erva Hachamur, Lotatu, as a Marinakal. Bishama said if she's believed to permit an Eshes Ish, which is more stringent, or the more so she should be believed about money, which is lenient. Amalahen, Beisilo, Matsina Sheina Achim Nechnasu Renach Lalpia. Beisilo said we find that brothers don't inherit based on her testimony. Amalahen, Bishamai, Balai, Mispa, Ksubasa, Nilmoy, Shukosev La, Shemti Nasi, Lacha, Didli, Talacha, Didli, Mashikosavlich, Beis Shammai said, we can learn from the Ksuba, he writes to her, if you'll get married, mean be permitted to marry another, you'll receive what is written to you. Other Beis Hillel, how he could do Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel attracted and agreed to the ruling of Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, Benois Mahush Yikansu Lemazonis Alpia. The Gemara asks, our daughters said, based on her testimony, Beis Shammai Avdin Ksuba Midrash. Beis Shammai said, make the Ksuba Midrash, which means a source, from which to learn halachas. Beis Shammai darshin mispar ksuba nilmoy shu kosev la shem tinasi la'acher titli ma shekosev v'zei lechi. Chazer Beis Hillel ha'i was kedim Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai expound that we can learn from the sefer ksuba. He writes to her, if you're married to another, you will see what is written to you. Beis Hillel attracted to all like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel avdin ksuba midrash. After they were attracted, also Beis Hillel makes the ksuba midrash. Dash Hillel Hazokin Loshin Hedget, she says Shahoyu Kosin, Alexandria, Shahi Ech Mehen, Makadish Ishavahabe, Hoytram, and Ashok, Kushba Master Pechomim, Bixhila Saisim Mamzerim. Hillel Hazokin expanded the wording of the commoners that they used to write in Alexandria. When one was Makadish, a woman, someone else in the market would seize her, marry her. The case came in front of Chachomim, they wanted to make the children Mamzerim. Amalahen, Hillel Hazokin, Hoytfiu, Ksibas Emosehim. Hillel said, take out the ksuba of their mothers that they wrote at the time of Erusin. They took out the ksubas and found written in them, when you enter my house, you'll be my wife like the law of Moshe and Yehudim. Therefore, the first condition never took effect, and therefore the children are kosher. Razman Azariah, Avad Ksuba Midrash. Razman Azariah makes the ksuba Midrash. Darashiv Razman Azariah, Abonim Yoshu v'Abonis Yazunu, Ma Abonim Einan Yoshim Ela La'acham Mises Aviyem, Af Abonis Einan Mizoynis Ela La'acham Mises Aviyem. Rosh Nazari expounded that these, from the Ksuba, that these sons will inherit and the daughters will be fed, and we learn just like the sons inherit only after their father died, also the daughters are fed only after their father died. Meir Ava Ksuba Midrash, and Meir Mix Ksuba, Midrash that we can learn from what people write in their documents. The Amr Bimeya, and the Kabbalah saw the Mechaveiroi, Shominoisa, Kama, Hi, Ruya, Laasois, and Noisin Loi, Shukosev Loi, Im Oive, Vloi Arvid, Ashalem, Vemitzvah. The Meir says, if Reuben accepted to work Shimon's field and he left it fallow, we estimate how much it was profit to produce, and he pays this to him, because he writes in the contract, if I will leave it fallow and not work it, I'll pay what it would have produced. Rabbi Yudah, Avad Ksuba Midrash, and Rav Yudah also makes Ksuba Midrash, we can learn from it. Tani B'Shem Rav Yudah, maybe, who Adam al-Yadei al-Yisrei called Korban, Shehi Chayeves, Afilo Ach Lachilev, Afilo Chilla, Es HaShabbos. Vice says in the name of Rav Yudah, a man brings to his wife every Korban that she's obligated, even if she ate Chilev, or was Machalel Shabbos. V'chein Rav Yudah, Oymer, she say Patra, Eine Chayev, Bar Shekhen He Koisevus Loi Va'echon Tiasyan Lach Min Kadam Tuna. And so Rav Yudah said, if he divorced her, he's not obligated because so he writes to him in a receipt of payment of the Ksuba that she exempts from Achayeth, means responsibility that you had for my obligations before this day. Rav Yosi Abad Ksuba Midrash. Rav Yosi makes Ksuba Midrash. We can learn from it. Rav Yosi Mokum Shenagol Aseis Ksuba Milva, Goyver Sakol, Echpoel, Eina Goyver, Ela, Mechsa. BC said, in a place where the custom is to make a Ksuba, dowry like a loan, means its proper value. Nichosim collects everything from his father-in-law, and if she later collects the ksuba, she collects the full amount in a place where they could write double the true amount. Her father gives half the amount written, and she, when she collects the ksuba, collects only half. Rebelazah, she says, Hakfar, Ovad ksuba midrash. Rebelazah Hakfar makes ksuba also midrash, you can learn from it. She says, Dosh, Rebelazah Hakfar, Ina demashai lekachle behema chai ba'if, elem kain, iskinahen mazonis. Rebelazah Hakfar said that one may not buy a behema, a chaya, or birds unless he prepared food for it. He learns from the ksuba in which one writes, I will work and finance you, and the same applies to acquiring animals. Rishur ben Karcha, Avad ksuba midrash. Rishur ben Karcha makes ksuba midrash. The Amar Rishur ben Karcha, Hamarvis chaviroi, Imashkenenu, Yose achaviroi, Shukosevloi, Tishalam Mesa min Nechsoi, the Asian Lidei, the Vidiakna, Kabal, Le Kabal Dana. And Rishur ben Karcha said that if Reuben lent Shimon, he may not later tell a Shliach of Eifton to take collateral with worth more than the loan. Because when Reuben returns the security before the debts that we paid, Shimon writes, you'll be paid the value of this security from property that comes to me and from what I will buy from now and onwards. If the security is worth less than the loan, then this is not correct. Rav Huna avad ksuba midrash. Rav Huna also makes a ksuba midrash and learns from it. Rav Huna habonim yoshu v'habonis yazunu. Ma habonim yoshin min hamataltilin af habonis nezonis min hamataltilin. Rav Huna said that the sons will inherit and the daughters will be fed, says the ksuba. Just like the sons inherit even from metaltalin, also the daughters are fed even from metaltalin. Shmuel Amar, Ein Abonos Nezonos Min HaMetaltalin, whereas Shmuel said the daughters are not fed from metaltalin. As Nisim Messiah LeShmuel, Bonan Lukvan, Dinahavin Lechiminoi, Yahavin Yasvan, Revisi, Metaltalin Nechsoi. We have a support for Shmuel from the Lashon of the Mishnah. It says in the Ksuba, female children that you will have from me, they will join in my house and be fed from my property. And the Baisa taught on this Mishnah says that from land and not from metaltalin, just like sons inherit ksubistoran dichrin, which is an enactment that sons inherit their mother's dowry only from land, also the daughters are fed only from land. Amabi Abba Zabda, Asya Durhuna, Karebi, Uda Shmuel, Karebi, Shimmain bin Elazar. The Abba Bazal just said that Rehuna's opinion is like Rebbe, and Shmuel's opinion is like Rishon and Elazar. Tani Echen Achosim Shechna Achrayes, Echen Achosim Shechna Achrayes, Nefroim, Mehen, Mozin, Aisha, Rabbonis, Dibei Rebbe. Rebbe says that the same applies to property with Achrayes, which is land, and property with Achrayes, which is movable objects. We take from them for food for the widow and daughters. That was the opinion of Rebbe. Rishon and Elazar, Aimeh, Nechosim shesh lehem achrayes, v'abonim moitziyim min ha'abonim, v'abonis min abonis, v'abonim min abonis, v'abonis min abonim. If Shimon Elazar says that property with achrayes, which is minor sons take from elder sons to divide equally, and if they left, and if left only daughters, minor daughters take from adult daughters to divide equally, sons take from daughters if the daughters took more than they need for food, and daughters take for food from sons who inherited. Property without achrayes, sons take from daughters, but daughters do not take from sons, and they're not fed from it. Amin Chazaba Rav Huna, they said that Rav Huna retracted and held afterwards like Shmuel. Amin Ya'os, as you say, Yerusha Devatira, Uksuba, Umazo in Abonis Vidivahim, Vidivahim, Aikrim Devatira. If it is possible that he retracted, inheritance is Midoraisa, and Ksuba, which is Ksuba Sman Dichrin, and food for the daughters of Midorabonim, if nothing remains for Torah inheritance, will Chachamim's words uproot a Torah inheritance? Ela Bekesev Ksuba Iman Peligin. Rather, Rav Huna and Shmuel argue about whether we collect from Metaltalin the money of their mother's Ksuba, means it's like an inheritance. Bekesev Ksuba Iman Leikapu. And the Gemara objects money of their mother's ksuba, which is Tanai ksuba, just like food for the daughters, is it not collected only from land according to everyone? And Yerida Nechsi Ishtoi Venosan Enov Bar Legarsha Lekofats Natalash Melkauka Hari Ze Zori Veniska. If one descended to his wife's property and decided to divorce her, and he hastily detached from the land. He zealous and gains means he keeps the produce. If a person descended to Shvuyim, property means property of a captive, and he heard that the owner is coming, and he hastily detached from the land, he's zealous and he gains. The following is Shvuyim property. His father, his brothers, or anyone whom he inherits went overseas, and he heard falsely that that person died, and he took it to an inheritance. However, Netushim property, we take it from him. The following is Yetushim property. His father, his brother, or anyone whom he inherits went overseas, and he didn't hear that person died, and he took it for an inheritance. Amar Shem Gamliel, Shamati, Hu Shvuyim, Hu Netushim. Havar Nichsei Netushim, Moitzim Yadei. Shem Gamliel says, I heard that Shvuyim is the same as Netushim property, but Rutushim property we take from him. Elim Nichsei Netushim. The following is Rutushim property. His father, brother, or anyone whom he inherits went overseas, does not know where he is. Shmuel Amar, Shavui Zeh Sheyotza Shlei Ladas, Sheyotza Ladas Hayem Ratsiu. Zeh Rutush Zeh Sheyotza Ladas. Shmuel says Shavui is one who left unwillingly. Had he left willingly, presumably he would have commanded his relative to work and guard the property. Matush is one who left unwillingly. He has a reason why he wanted to divert from his property, because he left willingly and didn't command him to work the property. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel, hametaltelim eimayim b'shem nechzei v'tushim. Racha quoting Rabbi Abba, quoting with Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that the law of Rutushim property does not apply to metals and to movable objects. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, kama imedes leikarsek b'gufanim ondres lebalse m'metaltelim heim. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, quoting with Yehuda, said that grain ready to be harvested and vines ready to be harvested are considered metaltelim, which is the law of Rutushim, does not apply to them. Rosheshes Shal, Elaine declare the Bavel, the Leifrichem, Murachacha. Rosheshes asked, these date trees in Bavel, the dates do not need to soften, and therefore what's their law? Isn't it reasonable that we make them like grain ready to be harvested and vines ready to be harvested? We come on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. The Mishnah says that everyone is believed to say that Leah's husband died, except for her mother-in-law, her mother-in-law's daughter, her tzara, her yavama means the wife of her husband's brother, and her husband's daughter from another woman. Ma bin get lemisa. What's the difference between get, where these women are believed to bring the get, and our case of death? The writing means the signed get that she holds proves that her husband sent her to divorce her. If one witness said that he died and his wife remarried, and one witness came and said that he did not die, she does not leave her new husband. If one witness said that he died and two said he did not, even if she remarried, she must leave. If two witnesses said that he died and one said he did not die, even if she did not yet marry, she may marry. The Gemara says, Tani, k'shem she'ina ne'monos, aleha kach ina ne'monos aleihem. The Gemara brings some advice, so just like these women are not believed about her, so she's not believed about them because they hate her and she hates them. Ben Chamisa, Kabas Chamisa, Ben Bala, Kabas Bala. the son of her mother-in-law is not believed about her, like the daughter of her mother-in-law. The son of her husband from another woman, is like the daughter of her husband. So asa afila nesua yivimta afila achoisa. Her tsara is not believed to permit her, even if she means the tsara already remarried. Her yivama is not believed, even if she is her sister. And even though they cannot be tsara, chachamim did not distinguish in their decree. Amar b'yesi masnisa amar kein shle asa zchorim kenekevis. B'yesi asked, well, a Mishnah says that males are not like females, when sons of her mother-in-law and husband are not like their daughters. Tanin and Taman, she'ina ish and emenes loyma meis yivami, she'tinasi, v'lay meis meisa achisi, she'tikarnas lebeisa. And she say, ve'in ish ha'ish ne'man loyma meis achi, she'yivim es ishtay. Because we have a Mishnah that says a woman is not believed to say, my yavam died, to permit her to marry a stranger, a different man, nor to say, my sister died, to enter her house, means marry her sister's husband. And a man is not believed to say, my brother died, to do yivim to his wife. And he's not believed to say that my brother died because she has no children, and perhaps he lied in order to do yibum. If she has children, he's believed. Really, it depends on whether or not her husband had children. Perhaps the text should say loy and not la. Matira Linasi. Come after the writing proved by itself, don't we rely on her words? If a shlech brought a get from Chutzlars and he said, and he did not say the phrase that was written and signed in front of me, do you permit her to remarry? Amr Yosi Rabun, Kahida Amr Rabun, Einoi Choshud, she said a calcula, Bidei Shomayim, Bebeistin, Choshud, she said a calcula. Yosi Rabun answered, we answer like Rabun said, a husband is not suspected to tell Psulim to sign the get, and ruin his wife, Bidei Shemayim. He's suspected only to ruin her in Beistin. Mitech shu yoidea she'imba b'iru batel, afu mechaz mai ve'idim k'shirim. Since he knows that if he comes and protests that the witness is an apostle, his protest is batel, he has kosher witnesses sign it. V'hacha mitech shu yoidea she'le osad badroya etzal chaveota klum, afi aimeres emes. And here, since she knows that Chacham didn't make her word regarding her colleague to have any effect, means if she will retract and say that she did not see it written and signed, and even if also the husband protests, he won't be listened to, therefore she tells the truth. Iska Eid Echad Oime Chule. The Mishnah taught that if one witness said he died, etc. Eid Echad Omer Meis Venises Uba Achev Omer Lemeis Hareze Zu Loitetse. If one witness said that he died and she remarried, and one witness came and said that he did not die, she does not leave. We can infer this is because the second witness said that he did not die after she remarried, but if he said so before she remarried, then she leaves. Rabbi Yochanan said this is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, but Chacham say whether he said after she remarried or he said before she remarried, she may not marry, but if she married, she does not leave. Rabbi Yochanan and Chacham discussed when two witnesses said that he died and later two contradicted them. Rabbi Yochanan teaches that they argue similarly about one witness and one witness. Rabbi Yochanan by Yaakov b'shem Rav Nisus al pi Edim Shnayim afilu Osan Amrin, I should say Amrin Leis. That's who. Rav Nachman by Yaakov, quoting Rav, said that if she married based on two witnesses, even if her husband comes, we say to him, you're not him, you may look like him. Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak by Ge'arz Machashu Adam Masuyim Kugoy Nimi. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak asked, well, think about it, if he was a distinguished man like Rav Imi, can we say that they made a mistake about him? Amr Besi Rabun, Veleis Keman Baranash Demai Damye Rav Imi. Yosef Rabban answered, is there no person who resembles the Bimi? Also, of the coming with Rabbanon, the Taman, Amilei, Leis, Etanu, Kam Ababau, Va, Velachashla, Doi Udna, say Amilei, Bechayich, Havla, Get, Misafik. The case came in front of Rabbanon there in Babylon. They said to him, you're not him. Ababau, Va, got up and whispered in the second husband's ear, give to a Get, out of Suffolk, and perhaps this is the first husband and the witness is lied. Kamu Tamadoi Rav Mukhune Amar Aragta Yakad Vesafsala Yakad. Rav's Talmidim rose and hit him. Abba Abba said, the strap used to lash me burned, and the bench on which I was lashed burned is the sign that I was lashed improperly. Shmuel Amar Taman Havina Vleakar Aragta Yakadas Vleisafsala Yakadas Ela Abba Hu Delaka Vekamla. Shmuel said, I was there. The strap did not burn, the bench did not burn, but my father, Abba Abba, was lashed, and Malacha was established like Rav. Also, Uvda, Kaimei Rabbi Imi, Amalei, En Bere, Dehi, Shayalach, Elatehe, Yedea, Tavonea, Hatahu Gavra, Mamzeva, Kaimei Shmaya. A case came in front of Rabbi Imi, and he said to the second husband, yes, my son, she is permitted to you, but know that children from that woman are almost surely Mamzeva, according to what Shemaya knows. Bahava Rabbi Zeva, Makalis Le, Rabbi Zeira praised him because he, saying that he establishes a matter in its clarity. He fulfilled both opinions.